The disease course and prognosis in the palmoplantar pustulosis, usually chronic disease resistant to conventional modes of the treatment. Spontaneous remission may occur, but it is usually temporary. The diagnosis of the palmoplantar pustulosis is usually clinical, but we can still do microbiological examination, mycological examination to rule out our differentials. Patch testing can also be done to rule out eczema. For the management, we are going to choose various options, but most of these treatments show disappointing results. Conventional psoriasis therapies is not ideal for the treatment of palmoplantar pustulosis. So we're going to start with the topical treatment and go up to the systemic treatment. But the topical treatment usually alone is not sufficient for the treatment of palmoplantar pustulosis, and the results are disappointing. We can give potent or super potent topical corticosteroid with or without occlusion. So they have a short-term benefit in controlling the disease, but the main side effect is atrophy of the adjacent skin. These studies are also not published controlled trial studies. And the other topical treatment like calcipotriol, coal tar, dithranol, tesarotene also does not show published efficacy of the treatment for the palmoplantar pustulosis. The other mode of treatment is the phototherapy, in which the PUVA can be given combined with the acitretin, which we call as RePUVA. So the topical PUVA will not be effective, and only the oral PUVA show some promising results, but even these results are also temporary. In the phototherapy, we can also try giving Gren's ray therapy and eczema laser. In the systemic treatment, we can give other immunosuppressive treatment, but the first line and the most effective is acitretin, given in a dose of 30 mg per day. Other treatment options are methotrexate, cyclosporine, which is given at a dose of 2.5 mg per kg per day initially, and then low dose maintenance can be given at 1 mg per kg per day. The dose should be tapered slowly and should not be stopped abruptly to prevent the provoking or development of generalized pustular psoriasis. Other systemic treatment options include methotrexate, leflunomide, fumaric acid esters, dapsone, colchicine, L-tretinoin, oral tetracycline, and colchicine. Biological therapies are usually not used and not effective in case of palmoplantar pustulosis. In fact, TNF-alpha inhibitor cause exacerbation or provocation of the disease. The only biological agent which can be used safely and which shows some promising result is the interleukin-12-23 inhibitor, that is the ustekinumab. Anakinra also shows some partial effectiveness in the treatment of the disease.